a Facebook group launched at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic to help connect people in meaningful ways has now reached 5,000 members. This is about 13% of our entire community involved in local people helping local people with our grassroots cause, says Tara Jordan, the group's creator, in an email to the Campbell River Mirror. Jordan created Caremongering Campbell River in March 2020 after a friend mentioned a similar group in Prince Edward Island after they saw the group, Caremongering Pay, mentioned on national news. I checked it out and found a brilliant, effective idea and a simple, straightforward model. I decided to make one for our city, says Jordan. The goal of Caremongering Campbell River is to mobilize the community at a grassroots level and help those in need wherever possible. We accomplish this goal by connecting those with time and extra resources to share with those lacking in time and resources. Jordan, who was a social worker at the time, decided to create the group because COVID restrictions left a lot of already vulnerable people in need of community support even more vulnerable. According to Jordan, the generosity of the group's members has been amazing. It wasn't until April 8 that the group gained steam, though. An apartment building on 9th Avenue caught fire, displacing several families. Requests started popping up for help, which Jordan posted on the group. The group has helped roughly 200 families with $100 grocery shops this year. The group has also helped with food bank deliveries, organizing and delivering free or affordable secondhand household items, supplying meals, providing decorations and gifts for children's birthdays and more. Our guiding principles are kindness, compassion, and empathy. It takes a lot of courage to ask for help, and many of us have needed help at some point, says Jordan. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to both give and receive support, and we aim to pay it forward whenever possible.